on the football team. And you ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay.
It is time to investigate the day the Doug Steffen way. It is the Good Day program. I'm Doug. She's Heather. She's Roberta. She is Jennifer. And he's not here. So,
who's he?
His would be him.
Yeah, I
guess. Where did McFadden go? To Disneyland or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to Disney World.
Okay.
Good for what him. A life.
Yeah. Why? I think that would be the most torture. I couldn't imagine anything any more torturous than going to Disney
really?
World. Are you kidding?
I love torturous. Disney World.
Oh. Yeah, right. Disneyland.
I love Disneyland.
After all.
That's torture right there.
Well, listen,
love
you
that
are
ride.
Re-singer.
Over.
Hi, the Queen of Cheap, speaking of torture, Roberta Fasanelli is here with some tips on what we're going to get cheaply. How about a cheap trip to Disney? You got one of those?
Not to Disney, but boy, do I have some bargains for you at SeaWorld and at Universal Orlando. Man, a whole bunch of them.
A whole bunch?
A whole bunch of big bargains.
All right, Jennifer reports on television, MTV apparently in the news. Yes,
they're doing a little revamping that we'll tell you about. Mm-hmm. Also, a new job for Katie Couric.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Bunga bunga. With a new boyfriend?
No, this has nothing to do with boyfriend.
No. All right, the Doug Steffen Good Day program works tirelessly. Or at least somebody does someplace. There's an investigator. There's a person who is...
Somebody's tired.
Somebody's tired from doing all the work and investigating the big thing. That's partially Heather's new job, to investigate. She's the investigator. On the or would it be better said she's the investigatrix? Investigator would be male.
I'm wearing a trench coat and you're calling me an investigatrix. I'm not quite sure where we're going with
really?
That.
Really? Uh-huh. Yeah. Investigator. Anyway... McDonald's Corporation is the largest consumer of potatoes in the world. What percentage of the potato crop does McDonald's consume? 800-510-8255. A little quickie quiz. And so I usually like to do these at 20. It's a 2020 quickie quiz, but we'll do it early because I feel like doing it early.
Rebel.
I am being a rebel, yes. McDonald's is also the largest purchaser of beef and pork in the world.
Huh.
The second largest purchaser of chicken in the world behind KFC, which doesn't purchase that much chicken because most of the stuff they serve really isn't chicken. That's why they call it KFC and not Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore.
People get mad when we talk about McDonald's. Did you know that there was a cow visiting a drive-thru at McDonald's?
Yesterday we had that conversation. Were you not here for that?
Was I sleeping?
You must have been, yes. As a matter of fact, I was chuckling about there was.
Oh,
actually,
yeah, it ended up in front of McDonald's. I didn't know it went through the drive-thru, though.
Well,
that's
I sort of tagged the mad cow conversation yesterday.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
With the cow trip to McDonald's, standing under the golden arches, munching some grass.
But it actually went through the drive-thru.
Right, just walked through the drive-thru, right.
It
exactly.
did. That's what
and
I yeah.
if you were to investigate even more thoroughly, there's a deposit in the drive-thru where the cow
paid for its food,
was
right?
standing. Yes. That was the story behind the story. There was a small, actually not a small, fairly large pie. And it isn't the type that you get for dessert at McDonald's.
Fried apple.
Wow.
deposited in front of the, you know, those the signs where there's no speaker but somebody's speaking to you. May I have your order, sir?
The speaker
box.
All
right. So we also have at DougSteffen.com, the story of Farmageddon. Everybody familiar with Farmageddon?
Mm-mm.
Farmageddon. F-A-A-R.
It's the movie,
F-A-R.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Farmageddon is now available. Actually, you can go to DougSteffen.com and find the connection. This is the story about your right to fresh, healthy food and your right to have a choice, which is something that's very big with most of it. Most of us, we call it freedom. It's a basic general concept here in America that a lot of people have lost touch with. You should have the right to go to McDonald's and eat their stuff if you want to, or you ought to have the right to whatever food is available without the government saying, no, you can't. The government can tell you why you might not want to eat it. They do that selectively because the big corporations that influence government, not you, but the big corporate interests, the big food interests, ADM, Cargill, Kraft, that bunch, Nestle's, they're happy to have you eat as much bad food as possible because most of them are investors or part of the new drug cartel. The drug cartel isn't in Mexico. It's located in most of the big cities, and it's called Big Pharma by some. At any rate, this is the film. Remember, we've had Kristen Canty, I think, Jennifer, on this program a couple of times.
Yeah, she's been here before.
Right. She has four children, and she started to educate her children as to what is healthy, safe, good food. And she was finding all of these things. She's not a farm person, but the more she researched, she found that the big agribusinesses and the factory farms were working hard behind the scenes to put the small family farms out of business. So she chronicles case after case, incident after incident after incident, where the big companies have targeted and driven out small farms, small business farmers, the farmers like me. I have a small dairy farm, milk about 100, and at the peak we'll have 140 cows. And we can sell every bit of product that we have in the farm store because people like fresh food, fresh milk, fresh cheese, fresh dairy, and they come watch the cows being milked and they have a great time. It becomes a family destination. But the big interests that are responsible, the cow that has the cow out in California that has Mad Cow is on a farm that has 4,900 cows on it.
Wow.
So how do you manage 4,900 cows and have a quality product? It's inescapably impossible to have 4,900 cows and manage them well and have a clean, good, healthy product. It's impossible the way they do it. And if you don't believe it, drive by one of them on any major thoroughfare in the West and Southwest. You can see these farms with thousands of cows. They have no grazing. They stand on top of one another. The piles of manure are 40 feet tall, and you can smell them 10 miles before you get there, 10 miles after you go by them. It's just garbage in and garbage out, basically. And so the Farmageddon movie that's available highlights the urgency of this problem and how most people in America, when they are faced with the choices, say, of course we want farmers to have the ability to provide us with the food that we want. Farmers' rights to produce these foods have been severely challenged by government. You, your tax dollars, are paying to drive these people out of business so the big companies can have all the business. And the product that they're producing is not good, and Farmageddon underscores that. So it's available on cable TV, on iTunes, it's available on Amazon. You have a link to it. If you go to the Farmageddon box, you'll see it there, DougStephan.com from today's show. You can check it out. But it's really something that I, you know how I get off on this toot with regularity. It's something near and dear to me, and I think it ought to be near and dear to you. I hope it is. And you'll vote with your pocketbook. You'll vote by going to support the small agricultural interests who are in your area. And I know this is taking, I understand this really is taking root. There are a lot of young farmers in their 20s. Like I've rented one of my farms to a couple in their 20s who are happy to work with me. I'm not charged of anything. They go and they're working the farm to help me create a better place in this particular location. They're wonderful kids in their late 20s. They've been to school. And they're not too practical yet. They'll learn. But there are lots and lots of people that age who are looking around for land. I can see it. The pressure on land here in New England is increasing. I used to be able to rent land for $25-$30 an acre. In some place in Massachusetts, it's $300 an acre to rent the land because these younger farmers are coming along and they are getting involved, and I'd rather see that, frankly. It's not Yeah. Do I want to pay $300 an acre for land? No. But do I want to see the younger farmers coming along, learning the trade, learning how to do it, and having a product that people respect and like? Absolutely. And it's really much better for you, much better for everybody. But instead of just letting them do that, we have this ridiculous government overregulation that is almost, it penetrates into everything. You can't do this because, and there's no really good reason most of the time why you can't do it, except it kind of reminds me of my mother. Why can't I do that, Mom? Because I said so.
Right?
That's it. Because I said so. I'm the government. I get to say whether you can or you can't. Sorry, not the kind of place I want to live.
Well, yes. And some of the things that are accepted, I had a conversation with someone last night who was drawing to my attention that peanut butter, did you know that there is actually a specific allotment, a percentage of rat fecal matter?
Yes.
That is allowed in peanut butter.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, that's because Kraft engineered that. Because
amazing.
In their Mr. Peanut, what's it, Mr. Peanut, right? What's that? The peanut, what's the guy?
He's
Mr. Peanut.
That's Mr. Peanut, right? Peanut.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Because Kraft owns Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut was lobbying.
Mr. Peanut lobbied, yeah, for a certain amount of rat crap to be in the, listen to that, rat crap. To be in the peanuts. I don't buy crap. I don't buy Mr. Peanut stuff.
Well, you can buy your own, you can make, actually, your own peanut butter.
Really?
You go to places like Whole Foods, whatever, sure, you can grind it up right there, or they do it on site.
Yeah.
But can you imagine all the other products that are packaged and things we don't
know
about out there?
You know, tin cans have insect legs and stuff in them. There's, like, anything, vegetables and fruit in tin cans all have that.
Yummy!
It's just in the it's in the plant.
All right. It is. It's 19 past on a good day.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Hey, Dorothy,
you
come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
You're not prepared. GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, and and Dr. Sheely. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One day passes $10 at the door. Advance weekend passes $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Last night, Ryan introduces the six top vote getters at the moment. They start the show with a Queen medley. Actually, Brian May and Roger Taylor from Queen were there.
That's cool.
Yeah. Hey, I don't like that much guitar.
That's
not
fun. Another one bites the dust.
It's like work for me to listen to this. Anybody else feel that way? I don't find this pleasant in my ears. Yeah.
It's Queen, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's like Alice Cooper or whomever. All right. Now that, I mean, everybody knows this song for sure. But is it entertaining? Is it pleasant on your ears?
Good morning.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Jessica Sanchez. Really, the people care about the six contestants. They don't care about listening to this. So Jessica Sanchez started out. Michael, you might want to move when I suggest we go to the next cut. Oh, that was smooth. What's the matter with you? It's easily, you're supposed to slide the fader down and then slide the other one up. Jessica Sanchez with Bohemian Rhapsody.
I need Wayne and Garth to make this sound good.
Oh, yeah. God, somebody should have. This is such an awesome song. And,
not good?
I don't know. What do you think, Jen? I don't know if she necessarily did it justice.
Michael, am I talking to myself here? Why is this so loud? We're trying to have a conversation. All right, excuse me. What did you say?
She rocks it out pretty good. Listen.
I don't want to listen. I don't know. Maybe I should be absent for this. There's nothing about this so far I've enjoyed.
All right, go on next.
All right. Skylar Lane singing The Show Must Go On.
Does anybody want to take it anymore?
I like her voice.
What do we know about her, Skylar Lane?
Yeah, she's interesting. She's got a lot of fun.
She does. This is... The judges refer to it as a powerful performance, apparently. Yes?
Yeah, she's a pretty funky girl.
All right. Joshua Ledette. Now, see, I think this is something, this is listenable.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you
this
do this?
This is fun. But can I sing this?
What?
A Crazy Little Thing Called Love?
Come on, get ready.
Get ready. Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Oh, boy.
Calm down, Roberta, will you please?
Oh, boy.
All right, so he did well with the judges, right? See, Heather's trying to encourage me to let my hair
I
down.
Do.
Yeah. Here's Elise Testoni. I keep asking whether that's
Testoni.
All right.
Yeah. I want it all. I want it all.
They're backup singers.
Backup singers.
They're backup singers.
Yeah, they are American Idol backup singers.
Oh, they are. We like this or not?
Pretty cool.
So far, Joshua, we got my vote. See, I think it has a lot to do with the choice of songs, doesn't it? Really?
It does. That's been coming up a lot. If people are choosing songs that necessarily suit their voice or are powerful enough to come out and really make a statement at the time.
So Phil Phillips' statement by singing Fat Bottom Girls, what's that?
Phil Phillips. This was real different for him. Down beside that red fire light. But it still kind of comes back to its southern roots, you know, the feel to it.
There's a joke here someplace, probably, right? The judges weren't too impressed with this.
Well, you know, they'll banter back and forth with him, but he doesn't seem to be much... you know, affected by it. He definitely, he's become a brand already almost. He's him.
8 past the hour.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Corporal Luther Dappin, 25th Reconnaissance Company, 25th Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
We were the reconnaissance company, and we had all kinds of... assignments, you know, the reconnaissance, here, your eyes and ears for the division. Well, you might have a detail. Well, run up a little bit past the front line there and see what they're shooting at you with today. Things like that. I mean, a reconnaissance company can do, they do crazy things. Also, you know, our planes would drop give-up slips to the Chinese, and quite often see some enemy. I got a slip here. Give up.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on a gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
After the hour, Thursday, April the 26th. So many more people are discovering the Good Day program in various ways, on radio stations, on CRN Digital, on the internet, downloading podcast. It's cool to have your input. Help yourself to, well, let's see, there are a number of ways. You can send email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Did anybody answer that question, by the way, that I asked in the last half hour? Nobody answered the question. Now I'm trying to remember what the question was.
Percentage of potatoes.
Oh, right. The percentage of potatoes in the world. The percentage of world potato production that McDonald's is responsible for. 7.5% of the entire potato population of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe potato production is better than population, unless you're Mr. Potato Head. You can personalize it if you're playing Mr. Potato Head. Remember that? Is that game still around, Mr. Potato Head?
Oh, yeah.
You still play Mr. Potato Head?
Yep.
The eyes that come out. The kids used to be scared. My daughter will tell you. You know the story, Jennifer.
No, I just think it's funny that you said people are scared of Mr. Potato Head.
Well, my daughter used to have nightmares.
Potato.
Her job in the springtime when we used to plant potatoes in the garden was to cut the potatoes up. In order to get potato, you cut seed potatoes. You can cut regular potatoes. Mm-hmm. You have to have an eye in each little, if you're, most potatoes have, we can go look at the potatoes in the refrigerator. It's probably a dozen eyes on each potato.
Is that where the vine starts?
That's where the vine starts.
Okay.
So you cut that out and you plant that, and that's a seed, and the potato grows around it. And so Megan's job was to cut the potatoes up that we would plant in the garden. And she'd sit out on the driveway and complain for hours about cutting up the potatoes. And the thing that she most objected to was their gross eyes, because I would refer to them as the sprouts, as Roberta just said, the things that come out of the potato or where the next potato comes from.
Right.
And so Megan would cut them up to make sure that the eyes were there, and she just thought it was gross.
So if you do eat the potato skin, then a potato really could sprout in your gut, like you always hear the rumors, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Right.
If it's in there long enough.
Worms can, of course. Everything.
Worms? Oh,
right.
No.
And here's a trick. If you're planting potatoes, you dig a trench and then you put a layer of newspaper, like a thick layer of newspaper, like a whole side of the New York Times.
I've heard that.
Put the potato eyes on top of it and then put another layer of newspaper. So that way, when you go to harvest them, you don't have to dig through the soil. You just lift up the newspaper.
And you have something to read.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And you have somebody looking in your eyes, or the eyes of the potato. All right, so anyway, there are a lot of That's a lot of potatoes. McDonald's uses a lot of potatoes. But then you look at all the rest of the, like Burger King and Wendy's or any place that prepares French fries, and it's when you really get down to brass tacks, about half of the all the potato production in the world goes to French fries.
Okay, do you know that the recipe for McDonald's?
Not friendly fries? What happened when we didn't call them French fries?
Oh, yeah. Freedom fries.
Freedom fries. That was it, yeah.
Do you know the recipe for McDonald's fries is on Yahoo this morning?
No, I didn't know that.
And it
that?
Seems it's simple. They don't, you know, there was a rumor that McDonald's soaked, that they soaked their fries in sugar. But what I guess the trick is just soaking it in water, which draws all the moisture from the starch. And then after doing that for 2 hours, you can put it in the fryer. And the key is fresh peanut oil. That they change their oil very frequently.
Right.
Yeah.
The
and
peanut
then,
oil that comes from peanuts that have rats in them.
Okay. And then they salt it with French sea salt. So if you want to make McDonald's fries at home, they say three ingredients, potatoes, peanut oil, French sea salt.
No rats.
Ah, but you know what they used to do in Europe? Before, I think they don't do it anymore now. They used to fry the McDonald's French fries in lard.
Yeah.
And they were the best tasting fries you had ever. I mean, they'd kill you after, you know, three containers of it, but right. Oh, man, were they.
And then you can be sung your own personal edition, like Phil Phillips sang last night, Bigfoot is a fat bottom girl.
Fat bottom girl. Right.
But you know what? They make the world go round, Dougie.
Yeah. Or something like that. What's that other song, Sir Mix-a-Lot? What was
Baby
that?
Got Back.
Baby Got Back.
Oh, got back.
That's all about
all
baby.
My personal anthems.
Do you remember Crisco?
Yes.
Do you know that's what my uncle used to call my mother?
Fat McCann.
Fat McCann.
That's great. That's loving. All right. Well,
and how long were they married?
I know. Did they stay together?
That's her brother.
Brothers and sisters.
Her older brother.
My sisters, neither of them had that. I don't know. I always was grossed out by discussions of anatomy of my sisters. And
your sisters are pretty attractive. I've met them.
They're your sisters,
but they're kind of hot.
Sisters are never attractive. Are you kidding?
Did you hear that brother come out? They're all right.
My sisters are not attractive. We're all going to be together this Friday because my... My niece Amanda, who is my Facebook friend.
Yes, I know her. Yes.
She's a wonderful kid. She wasn't so wonderful when she was a kid, but she's a great kid. She's a great human being. I love her dearly. She's a wonderful mother. I think you met her, Heather, when she was tropsing through here with her children.
Right.
She brings the kids over all the time for a farm visit because the kids love to go see the cows. And she's just a really good, I just like her. I like her a lot. Megan and Brendan are good friends, and she's the same age as Megan. They grew up together. It's just kind of neat to see the kids become adults, and especially when they turn out well. She's a beautiful mother.
She's a really nice present.
Yeah, she's just a friendly, happy kid. Anyway,
you were saying you guys were getting together.
Oh, so this Friday night, I'm supposed to go to Los Angeles to help Megan move, and I didn't go Friday. I'm going to go Saturday because there's a party for Mandy's oldest daughter. And this is the hardest thing. She's going to be 16.
Oh, my gosh.
How my niece's
daughter. That means you could have a grandkid that's 16.
My niece's daughter is 16. Unga bunga.
Isn't
Roberta,
amazing. Oh, yes.
Your job is to present to us the Queen of Cheap Values for today. And then Jennifer's going to take us to Mario Lopez and MTV and some other places, the television report.
I wish I could take us to Mario Lopez.
I know. What did you say about his dimples?
Mario.
What did you say
he
about
go
his dimples?
Swimming in
go
his dimples.
Swimming in Mario Lopez. Perfect.
Make
All
it
right.
into a jacuzzi.
Meanwhile, the Queen of Cheap has some
She's the queen
important
the
visitor
queen.
Alerts.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Well, this is a special edition today. What we're talking about is discounts to theme parks. Big, big, big discounts to theme parks. Let's start. None of it is Disney. How about that? It's theme parks other than Disney. Let's start.
So that means Richie's going to have to pay through the nose.
That's right. Let's start with SeaWorld. We have a whole bunch of discounts here at SeaWorld San Antonio. You buy one day, you go all year absolutely free. At SeaWorld San Diego, we have the deal. You buy one day, you go all week absolutely free. And SeaWorld Orlando, buy one day and get the second day free. We also have a SeaWorld Teacher Pass for 2012. This lets teachers in and their families at tremendous discounts. If you're a teacher in Florida, California, or Texas, you can get free or buy one, get one to SeaWorld. See, Texas has free teacher admission. Florida has free teacher admission, and California, SeaWorld has buy one, get one free. Also, if you're in the military, you can get free admission to SeaWorld, Sesame Place, or Busch Garden. That's for the service member and up to three dependents. So these are all tremendous, tremendous values. We've also got a couple of free ebooks for you about Orlando and SeaWorld. One is The Universal Resort 2012, A Planet Explorer's Travel Guide for Kids, and SeaWorld Orlando 2012, A Planet Explorer's Travel Guides for Kids, both free ebooks. So if you're planning on going, you can get these for your kids. And we have free ebooks, since you're going to SeaWorld, learning about dolphins while learning to read, and learning about whales while learning to read. So these are all great things if you're planning to go there for the summer. And if you need things to take with you on the trip, you could also go to a place called Vitacost.com, because Vitacost.com has whole bunches of health and beauty products. They've also got Better Household Essentials. They've got vitamins. They've got supplements. They've got natural and organic foods. And the best thing is you don't have to spend a lot of time clipping a lot of coupons, and they usually don't save you a lot of money because it's stuff you don't want. But at Vitacost.com, you go and you get the exact stuff you want at up to 50% off, and every order over $49 gets shipped to your door for free. So if you go to Vitacost.com, you can take the cost out of healthy living.
Good idea, Roberta. Thank you. Jennifer, in a moment with a television report. In a few months, it'll be summer. If you're looking to lose those extra pounds, such as we were discussing a few minutes ago, you need TH-121. TH-121 exerts a dual role. There's no excessive stimulant, no excess caffeine. It can promote healthy weight loss on a safe cellular level. You don't get the jitters, you don't have insomnia, you don't have any anxiety, you don't have any cardiac side effects. Simply put, TH-121 supplies you with an antioxidant base, an anti-aging factor in weight loss that is like nothing else. With extracts of green tea and pomegranate and blueberry and all kinds of vitamin C and other vitamins, this is the healthy way for you to shed excess body fat as part of a reduced-calorie diet. Call 800-525-2710 to order your free bottle of TH-121, which has helped thousands of people lose thousands of pounds so far this year, and it's guaranteed to help you do the same thing. TH-121 is only available through this special offer by calling the company directly. You save. 800-525-2710. You lose weight, you save money, actually get a free bottle with your order, and you also get a free fat blocker as well. So now's the time to call. Get on the bandwagon, look wonderfully well and healthy in your bathing suit this summer. 800-525-2710 for TH-121, 800-525-2710.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Grandpa! Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy.
I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Time to learn more about what's going on in the world of television. There's a story today at DougStephan.com about Mario Lopez, Jennifer, letting something slip on Live with Kelly yesterday.
He was hosting with Kelly Ripa yesterday, and he said, you know what, Kelly? They're doing a Dancing with the Stars All-Stars thing next season.
And she said,
no. No. Apparently they called Mario to do it. He said he doesn't know if he can pull it off because he has a pretty busy schedule. He's got a lot of hosting gigs. He's doing extra every night. Although Maria Menounos.
But they asked him to host it?
No, he was on the show. He actually came in second in season 3, so he was one of the past contestants on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be that all the people that didn't win the trophy, some of the fan favorites, could go back and compete against each other next season.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
It sounds exciting.
Whatever. It's lost on you, isn't it? Katie Couric.
No, I mean, Dancing with the Stars, that's not lost on me. Is it my... I like to watch drama on TV. That's what I find.
That's what I mean.
I go to the movies. I want to watch the... I go to a movie for a drama. I watch dramas on television. And I think most of the stuff on TV that's supposed to be funny isn't. And these reality shows, Dancing with the Stars and stuff, I know they have a big following. They don't count me in their follow. I just don't find it. I don't know. We're all different.
I watch depending on who they get to dance. Like last year with J.R. Martinez, the war vet, I loved him from All My Children, so I watched last season. This season
has stories to go with them. That's part of the intrigue. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so I think an all-star thing would be fun because there are a lot of favorites. Like Joey Fatone, hopefully they'll ask him because he didn't win either. Okay, Katie Couric, who is getting ready to start her talk show in September, has been tapped to start a brand new weekly web series. Yeah. It's called Katie's Take. It'll be sponsored by ABC News and Yahoo. It'll start May 1st. And she goes into topics that affect viewers such as health, nutrition, parenting, and wellness.
This is just a webcast.
Yes, just for the web, just for Yahoo, I think. Each episode will include interviews with top experts along with Katie Couric's own opinion on the issues. Also making news today, Modern Family stars Julie Bowen and Ty Burrell. They play the married couple on Modern Family. They'll host the 2012 Billboard Music Awards Sunday, May 20th. Ty is really, really funny, so I think that'll be a good choice.
MTV?
Thoughts? No. MTV.
I want to get to MTV.
Okay.
Why does MTV have the MTV Movie Awards? Why do we have a separate thing? Is that
MTV has their own music awards, and then after the music awards were so successful, they created their movie awards. And it's always become kind of a joke. You know, you had Sacha Baron Cohen flying through the air playing Fart Man. They always make it kind of a fun, lighthearted thing.
Fart Man!
So according to The Hollywood Reporter, MTV wants its awards to be taken a little more seriously. So they have assembled an academy of actors, producers, agencies, and other industry insiders to pick nominees instead of letting just the MTV interns do that.
How old is Mila Kunis?
Mila.
Him.
She's in her late 20s.
And Ashton Kutcher is?
My age, 34.
So it's inappropriate.
Who is she?
She's
was in the 70s show. She was also in that chick flick with Justin Timberlake not too long ago. And hey, I have to get this one in. Do you remember Tariq Salahi? He was one half of the White House Crashers.
Right, yeah.
Okay, did you hear his new job or what he wants to run for governor of Virginia in 2013?
Great.
I figure, hey, you crash the White House, you can crash the governor's mansion.
Did you hear the reason that the Secret Service gave for letting them in?
No.
You haven't heard the story. The story about this is really fascinating, more as the Secret Service is being examined in almost every facet now because of what happened in Colombia. There is a report that surfaced a couple of days ago suggesting the reason the Secret Service let them in is because they looked important and they didn't want to they did not want to disappoint the president or get on his bad side, because apparently the president's pretty, he says one thing about how the guys are great, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But he's...
It's 100% true. You know, I sneak into a lot of things looking like I know what I'm doing. It's a tip. You just don't look confused.
Right. Did you hear about the wife?
51 past the hour.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, time for us to visit with Tom Kreitler, who's half of the hosting duo with the weekend focus on fixing your home up. This is a great radio program called The Money Pit. Tom and Leslie Segretti every weekend for a couple of hours go through all of the ins and outs, and there are a lot of opportunities for you to learn important things. So
it's the spring home improvement season.
Yes, it is.
It's official.
It is official. And so, officially, we have some questions that Tom has answers to. You ever wonder how that word official gets used? Who decided that this radio station or that radio station was the official weather station or your official work at home?
Well, I declare at this moment that the Money Pit is the official home improvement show.
Okay? All right, of whomever. So anybody who wants to redo their kitchen, their bathrooms, like Octomom, you should actually, here's an opportunity for a television special.
You ought to go. Octomom renovates her house or something?
Well, Octomom apparently would rather spend $500 to get her hair done than to get the plumbing fixed in the house. So the kids are going to the bathroom out in the backyard because the plumbing doesn't work at her house. So maybe somehow you could get to her and go over and
help her out.
Yeah, help her out and have that be a special. That could be on. That could be one of your. You have all kinds of things that are downloadable at Money Pit website. You have all these podcasts. You could have a special podcast fixing Octomom's toilets.
If I want to do a podcast that goes viral, I don't think that's going to be it.
Really? You wouldn't want to do potties? No potties for Tom. Here's Marshall from Asheville, North Carolina, who writes, quote, "I own a bed and breakfast in our dining area. My guests come and go as they please all times of the day and night. But invariably, they turn on the lights and fail to turn them off. Is there a way to have the lights on a timer?"
Of course, because they don't...
Why am I clapping?
Are you thinking of the clapper?
I'm thinking of that clapper.
It probably wouldn't do that, because that would be rude behavior. You know, in a bed and breakfast, everyone's very quiet and reserved.
Using the clapper?
And buttoned up. Mm. Yeah, you know. There's a better way, a more civil way. It's called an occupancy sensor. And you've seen these, Doug. When you go into, very often commercial buildings, they leave the lights off in the bathroom. You open the door and lights pop on.
Right.
It's a little stalky when it happens the first time, you know, a little discouraging. But
who's in here with me?
Exactly. Right? But, you know, it's an easy system to put in. You simply replace the switch with the occupancy sensor. Lutron has one that works very, very well. And that will solve the problem, and it'll get the guests to not have to worry about turning the lights off.
There you go. All right, madam, you have been helped officially by Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Chris in Oklahoma writes, my neighbors just told me they found termites in their wood trim. Does this mean I'm more likely to get them? In other words, do they walk across the backyard and go to the neighbor's house?
You know, I love when people write with questions like this. Termites are everywhere, guys. I mean, just because your neighbor happened to be the one that discovered them in your neighborhood,
they live in
and around your house, and you need to be inspecting your house on a regular basis. And if you find termites, the good news is you can treat your house, and the termiticides today are invisible to termites, which means they walk through them on their way back to the nest, spread them and share them to all their termite buddies, and then the nest completely goes away.
So we have
the technologies.
Yes, the termite. It's called termite wipeout.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, next up is Gloria, who has birds in her carport making a big mess on your car. Is there a way you can steer them away without hurting them?
Well, she's probably asked nicely, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Have you seen bird spikes?
Bird spikes?
The bird spikes.
No, I mean, I have the same problem in my garage, so I'd be very interested in knowing what the fix is.
So bird spikes are these pieces of metal that have, like, wires or plastic spikes that come up on them.
Yeah.
And they would look very uncomfortable to a bird to land on. They really can't find a place to sort of comfortably sit. And if you put these spikes on those horizontal flat areas where they love to land, Gloria, they will go bother somebody else's carport.
Really?
Yep.
Is that like the spikes, the new hairdos that the kids have?
Yeah, I guess
same
so.
Kind of stuff.
take a look at Bird X. That's one of the big manufacturers. BIRD-X.
Bird X.
Yep. Bird spikes. Very effective. Very humane, and will encourage them to take up nests somewhere else.
Is the Lowe's one of your sponsors?
It is not.
No. A Michigan man who was adopted as a baby.
So now you're going to tell me a bad Lowe's story?
Tracked down his birth mother and got the shock of a lifetime.
Yeah.
He found out they worked together at the Lowe's.
Wow.
In their neighborhood.
How about
Steve
that?
Flagg searching for his birth mother online, came up with a name and address, chased her down, found out she worked at the Lowe's that he was working at.
She's probably like
finding
one department away.
Your mother at Lowe's. That's quite a story, I thought.
That is quite a story. That's a wonderful story.
Yeah, you can tell that on your weekend edition of
the
Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. 59 After with Kreidler on Good Day.